ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim, this shir will be'ez Hashem be on Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel. This shir will also include the beginning of Daf Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph up to the end of the sugya of Raidev. The Mishnah says, Ve'elu hein shematzilin oisan benafshon. These are the people that we save them benafshon. And the Mishnah brings three mishalim, Haraidev achar chaveri lahargoy eretzeach, v'achar hazachar, someone who's Raidev to do mishkav zachar, v'achar nair hamurasa. Now we have to understand, matzilin oisan, we save them, who are we referring to? Al pi pashtos, zok taisus divir maschala atziloi, saving them is a reference to saving the nirdaf. And the kavana of taisus, the reason why he assumes that that's the pashtos, is because the lashon atzala refers always to the victim. So here too, we're going to save the victim benafshon by killing the raidif. And the victim is, in the case of reitzeach, it's the nirtzach, and in the case of zachar and nair marasa, it's the nirdaf who's going to be forced into the maisa aveira. But Taisus, that's not the pshat, because lo yitachon the farish kein b'rei defachar behema. What Taisus means to say, and as I state also in other Rishonim, is that the seifa of our Mishnah, which speaks out, aval arei defachar behema v'amachal sashabes v'oivet avedis kachavim, ein matzilin oisan benavshon, there the lashon matzilin oisan cannot possibly be a reference to atzolas arnirdaf, because a behema has no inyan of atzolas arnirdaf, and especially machal sashabes and oivet avedis kachavim, there is no nirdaf dir bachlal. So bar kochok zog taisis, we have to mefarish that matzil and oisan means we're going to save the raidif. We're going to save the raidif from doing a maisa aveira by killing him himself. And as Zoyshet also in Rashi in our Mishnah, zog Rashi ve'elu shematzil and oisan min ha'aveira benafshon nitnu laharik l'chol adam kedei la'atzilon min ha'aveira. So Rashi also clearly learns like this taisis, which comes out that the pshat of matzil and oisan is talking about Hatzolas HaReidef from the Aveira, and not Hatzolas HaNirdef. Ad Kan, the Pshat, the Maskona of Taisvis and Rashi. Just Taisvis L'maisa afterwards, bleibt schwer, because it does not stim with something that's written in the Gemara. Because when the Gemara talks about Hatzolas Naira HaMarasa, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Naira HaMarasa, Nitan LeHatzilah Benafshay. LeHatzilah is a Lashon Nekeva. So obviously we're talking about Hatzolas HaNaira, which is Hatzolas HaNirdef. Frek Taisvis, this isn't consistent with the Pshat that's Mavura in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, the Lashon Hatzolah is a reference to the Raidef. And over here, we see that the Gemara is using that Lashon of Hatzolah in regards to LaHatzilah, which is the Nirdef, and Taisvis does not answer. Now, although we can't answer Taisvis' Kasha to explain the inconsistency in the Lashon from the Mishnah to the Gemara, but Akalpanim, we could explain why is it that Be'emes the Gemara changes and the Gemara uses the Lashon of LaHatzilah in regards to the Nair HaMurasa, the Nirdaf, when talking about that case? And the Pshat is Pashit, because the Gemara says that the Makar to the Halacha that you could kill a Raidif by Nair HaMurasa is from the Braisa that says, Tana Dever Abishmal, Ve'ein Meshialah, Ha Yesh Meshialah, B'chol Dover Sheyuchal HaYeshiyah. So we learn from the Pasuk of Ve'ein Meshialah that says the Nair HaMurasa screamed and there's nobody that can possibly save her, that if there was somebody to possibly save her, in any which way, even if it involves killing the Raidif, we would be obligated to actually save her. So from the context of the Pasuk, we see that we're talking about Yeshua Sanatzola San Nirdaf, which is why the Gemara uses the Lashon of LaHatzilah Benafshay. And this also Lamaisa stims with the Tana of our Mishnah, which holds that the whole Halach of Raidif is only in a case where the Nirdaf is going to suffer from a Pagam, or he's going to be killed. So all of that stims with the geder that it's a din of atzolas hanirdaf. Now, in the Mishnah that speaks out that there would be a havamina that even a raidif l'chalas ha-shabbos v'lavet ha-bedizora, also the halach would be that you kill the raidif, there, b'achrech, we'd have to be mafarish the nusach of matzil and aitzim benafshan as the inner of atzolas ha-raidif mena-avera. But l'maskana that we don't say it in those cases and only say it in a case of pagam and hariga, we can explain the lashon atzola as a reference to atzolas ha-nirdaf. That's why there's a chiluk in the lashon ha-mishnah, as Rashi explains, and in the lashon ha-gemara. However, Taisus Ha'ara still remains shver because of the fact that in one sugi minei ubei, there's an inconsistency in the Pashuta Havana of the Lashon of Matzilin Aysan. Now, it could be Moisef a Muridika Ha'ara on this. The Shita of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Reb Elezer Reb Shimon, as Mavur and the Gemara later on the Fine Gimel Amud Beis and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, they hold not like the Tana of our Mishnah, and they hold that even a Oved of Eidazara is also Nitin Latzilin Ben Avshai. And Reb Elezer Reb Shimon is Moisef, Mechalas HaShabbos as well. They al kochach learn that it's not a din of atzolas and nirdaf, but rather it's a din of atzolas aradef mina avera, because in those cases there is no nirdaf bachlal. Now the Gemara later on the fine dalad amar aleph says, what's the makar to Shimon Bar Yochai? He learns a kal v'chaymer. Uma pgam hedyet nitin latzila ben avshay, pgam gavaya lekol shekein. If pgam hedyet, which is a reference to the pgam of an ayra marasa, if there we say that even though she's just a hedyet ba'alma, the halach of killing the raidif applies, for sure pagam gavaya, which is the inin of avayda zara, which is pagim kaviyachal shemayim, there for sure there's an inin of killing the raidif. And the Gemara explains that he holds einshim min hadin. Now, when the Gemara says that pagam gavaya is nitan latzila ben avshay, the Gemara obviously does not mean nitan lahatzolas hanirdaf. There's no inin kaviyachal to save the gavaya, to save kavayt shemayim from the raidif. But rather, it's an inyan of saving the perpetrator, saving the raidif from chas v'shalom being over and being pagim gavaya. So if he makes such a kavachaymer from Naira Marasa, obviously he understands that by Naira Marasa as well, we're not saving the Naira Marasa from the pagam, who's the nirdaf, but rather we're saving the raidif from being over the savera of being pagim the Naira Hamurasa. And although it's learned out from the pasuk of Ein Mashiach, which the pashtus says is an inyan of Yeshua Sanirdaf, that's just the makar to this halacha. We learn from there that we can possibly save her, i.e. killing the raidif. But the actual geder hadin, that we can kill the raidif, is not mitzad Yeshua svatzolas anirdaf, but rather it's mitzad hatzolas aradif from being over the pagam. So it turns out that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the Tana of our Mishnah have two different ways of understanding the geder of the din of hatzolas nair hamarasa. The Tana of our Mishnah holds hatzolas nair hamarasa is hatzolas hanirdaf, like the pashas of the pasuk of Meshiala, whereas Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Bechreach, if he's able to darshan such a kal v'chaymer, he must hold that even by Naira Murasa, the Geder Adin is a din of Hatzolas HaRaidif. This is extremely meduyik in the Shini HaLashon, which could be found in the Braisa brought down on the Fayin Gimel Ben Aleph, versus the Braisa of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai on the Fayin Dalet Ben Aleph. The Braisa on the Fayin Gimel Ben Aleph says, like we quoted, Nitan Lahatziloh Ben Avshay. It's a din hatzolas hanaira. Whereas the lashon of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Dalam and Aleph is pagam hedyet, which is referring to the pagam of Naira Marasa, nitan lahatzi loy ben afshay. It's hatzolas haraydef and not hatzolas hanirdef. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai l'shitasai, which because of that he can learn out the kal v'chaymer from hatzolas haraydef of Naira Marasa to hatzolas haraydef of Aveda Zara. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara asks, Minayin l'raidif achar chaveir l'hargay, shenitin latzila b'nafshay. And the Gemara looks for a pasuk as a makar to this halacha. Frek taisis v'divir ha-maschal af, why do we need a makar? Hare, the Gemara earlier on the Fayin Beis brings a pasuk in regards to Baba Machteris, v'huka v'meis, which tells us that any person can kill a Baba Machteris. And we know that the Yisayit of Baba Machteris is because we're chayshir that's going to evolve to a point where the Baba Machteris is going to kill the Balabayas. So this should be the makar to the din that we could kill a raidif. Emfer Taisus is Elishainai. V'yesh Leimar, the Hasam Rishus. Over there by Baba Machteris is just a Rishus and it's mutter to kill Baba Machteris. Dash me'inan kra de'en le'domim. Aval hacha by us, kamash velan de'chayv lahatzel. We're looking for a pasuk that teaches us that not only is a mutter to kill the raidif, it's even a chiv to kill the raidif. Which is why the Gemara brings the pasuk of Loisamet el Damrei Echa, or the pasuk of Ein Mashiach, to teach you that that's what we have to do. Now, the pashas of Taisus is mashma, And as I state in Kamach Reinim, Ayin Afika Yam Chelik Bei Simen Mem, Ayin Divri Yecheskel Simchav Gimel, and many more, that Lemaisa, this Chilik does remain. That there's a difference between Baba Machteris and Raidif. A Baba Machteris is only a Rashus Lahargoy, like the Lashon HaPasuk of Ein Lai Damim, whereas by a Raidif, there's actually a Chayva Lahatzel. And that stems with the Shitas HaRambam. Like we were Marich Be'ez Hashem in the Shir for Daf Ayin Beis, that the Rambam in Hilchas Ritzeach Perak Aleph tells us clearly that Mitzuvin Lahargoy, every Raidif you're Chayiv to kill, whereas in regards to Baba Machteris, he says in Hilchas Gneva Vaveda, Perak Tes, that it's only a Rashus Lahargoy and Ein Lai Damim. And what's the pshat in this chilek? So we explained Be'ez Hashem in the previous year, because a Baba Machteris is not yet in the matzav of being a Raidif. Presently, right now, he's not holding by killing the Balabayas. If the Balabayas is not Maimed Atzim El Mamaynai, he'll just steal and leave. It's only in the event that the Balabayas decides to be Maimed Atzim El Mamaynai that the Baba Machteris has this backup plan to kill the Balabayas. Because in the present matzav he's not a Raidif, the Rambam holds that his din differs from a real Raidif. Every raidif is a matzav of pikuach nefesh, so it's a mitzvah right now to be matzal the nirdaf, whereas by Baba Machteris, there's no mitzvah, it's just a reshus, and it's ein lay domim. That's the Shitas HaRambam, and that's the pashtus of our Taisvus as well. However, Ayin in the Sefer, Taisvus Yom Kippurim, Lemaram Chagiz, and Masech the Yuma Daf Pehei, that he says it can't possibly be that this is Kavanas HaTaisvus. Because the Gemara over there on Yuma Daf Pehei says, the Fishitas Rabbi Shmuel, that the makar to the fact that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos can be learned out from Baba Machteris. If the Torah says that we can kill somebody, which is a terrible avera, because Ritzicha is geirim, she is talik shechina miYisrael, on account of pikuach nefesh, so definitely we can also be machal Shabbos on account of pikuach nefesh. Tain it to Taisus Yom Kippurim, obviously im kain, that Baba Machteris is considered pikuach nefesh mamish, which is a mitzvah to go ahead and kill him. Because if it was only Rashus and it wasn't really considered a case of Pikuach Nefesh, this would not be a makar to the fact that there's a mitzvah to be Machal Shabbos for every Pikuach Nefesh. Be'chreach zok to Taisus Yom Kippurim, the Taisus just means to say that there would be a havamina if not for the Pasuk, by Raidif, that Baba Machteris it's only a Rashus to kill and not a mitzvah. But once there's a Pasuk by Raidif which tells us that there's a mitzvah to kill, who had din avad with Baba Machteris, there is also a mitzvah to kill because he has a regular Shem Raidif. Now, Lemaisa, this remains to be very shver in the Shitas HaRambam, which holds that Halacha Lemaisa, a Baba Machteris, it's only a Rishus Laharik, and there is no mitzvah. The Ayin v'chidush Reb Shmuel Simen Tes Vav, and also b'shiuri Reb Shmuel, and in other Achreinim that are Mayrech to be Miyash of Shitas HaRambam, ve'ein kan mekoymai Laharich. Ad kan this shtickle, two Pirushim and Taisvis, whether the maskana above Machteris is just a Rashus or even a Chiyuv. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. In regards to the Ikar Din of Raidif, Reb Chaim in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, Hilchas Reitzeach, Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, has a suffix. His first side is that the Etzem Halacha that we're out to save the Nirdaf, that's the regular Halacha that we find in Kol Torah Kula of Pikuach Nefesh. The only Chiddush that the Torah is teaching us in the sugi of Raidif is that on account of Pikuach Nefesh of the Nirdaf, we're going to go ahead and be Mechayiv the Raidif to be killed. Meaning that we're more concerned with the Pikuach Nefesh of the Nirdaf than that of the Raidif. That's his first side. The second side is that no, there's a Din Mechudish of Hatzolas on Nirdaf, which is Neschadish in the Parsha of Raidif. Even the Etzem fact that we're out to save the Nirdaf, that's not just because of the din of Pikuach Nefesh, which is found in Kol Torah Kula. That's a new din, which the Torah is Machadish, to be Matzel, the Nirdaf, from the hand of the Raidif. Those are Reb Chaim's two tzadim. And Reb Chaim is Peshet like the second tzad. And he brings two rayas. One raya is, because the Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Zayin says, that the halach of Raidif applies even to Benoyach. Now Reb Chaim assumes that the general klal of Pikuach Nefesh, which is learned from the Pasuk of Achai Behem, that's only by Ben Yisrael. Ben Noach doesn't have the din of Pikuach Nefesh. If, nevertheless, he has the din of Raidif, Bal Karchach, that this is a new din, which the Torah is Machadish, of Atzalos HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidif. And the second raya that Reb Chaim brings is from our sugya. If the Ikar Makar to the din that we kill a Raidif comes from Naira HaMurasa, by Naira HaMurasa, when we're saving her from undergoing the Pagam of the Aveira, there's no inin of Pikuach Nefesh of Kol Torah Kula. Nevertheless, the klal of Raidif applies. Be'ach Reach, the Etzem Din Lahatzel Es Anirdaf Miyad HaRaidif, That's a din mechudish, and the Torah is mechadish that bein in regards to a nirdaf to be killed, and bein in regards to a nirdaf for pgam and for avera. There's another mayridik araya to this sad from Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Reitzeach Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Zog Rav Shach, we mentioned in the past that the halacha that a baba machteris can be killed. There's a machlekes reshainim if a baba machteris is actually a raidif, or a baba machteris is just nidan al shem soifai, and we give him the same halacha as a raidif, although in actuality we don't look at it as a present matziv of redifa and pikuach nefesh. And the Shitas Rambam is clear, like we mentioned, that a baba machteris is not yet a matziv of pikuach nefesh, which is why there's no mitzvah to kill a baba machteris. It's only a rishos. Zok Rav Shach, lefi the first sad of Rav Chaim, that the din of raidif is a din of pikuach nefesh as found in Kol Teri Kula, that would mean to say that the halacha of raidif isn't really a raidif tikadin. It's a din pikuach nefesh. The Torah is just teaching us that the din of pikuach nefesh is doiche nafshei shel haraidif. But the ikar din mitzad atzmai is the din of pikuach nefesh. If the din is sacha kol a din of pikuach nefesh, that's something which is impossible to apply, calls man we are not yet in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. Is it pikuach nefesh or isn't it pikuach nefesh? We cannot say because al shem soifei there's going to be a pikuach nefesh, they're ready today, it should have dinei pikuach nefesh, it's not pikuach nefesh. Only if we say like the other tzad of Reb Chaim, that be'etzem there is a halacha mitzad hilchas reidif, lahatzel es hanirdaf b'chayev shel haraidif, then there's a makom to say that the Torah already placed dinei reidif, even at the point of baba machteris, where essentially he's not really doing a ma'aser redifa yet, but al shem soifai, they gave him dinei reidif today. Because there are halachas mitzad reidif per se. So the Torah placed on him hilchas reidif. And it would make sense that a din misa is already chal today. But again, if it was just a din of pikuach nefesh, that's something which it's impossible to give, cause man, there is no present matzav of a sakana. And that would be impossible to say that a baba machteris, al shem soifai, should already have a halacha of pikuach nefesh. Ad kan, the deep lamed sharaya of Rav Shach to the Mahalach of Rav Chaim. Now, be'emes, there's a very big kash on the Mahalach of Rav Chaim, and that's based on the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pehe, which we mentioned earlier. The Gemara is clear, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, that the entire Mekar that Pikuach Nefesh is Deiches HaShabbos and Kol Teri Kula is from the Halacha of Baba Machteris. And the Gemara says, because if Pikuach Nefesh is Deiches even the Aver of Ritzicha, which can be Geirim Shetestalak Shechinim Yisrael, definitely it's also Deiches HaShabbos. Harei Lehedya, that the basis to be able to kill a Baba Machteris is Machmas Techashivas of the Inyan of Pikuach Nefesh. Not like Rav Chaim says that Be'emes Pikuach Nefesh would not be enough, and it's only mitzad the special halacha of Lahatzel Asanirdaf Miyad Haraidif. This is the Tmiya that the Chazon Ish and Gilyonis Chazon Ish and Rav Shach as well over there in Avi Ezri are Tmiya on Rav Chaim. So Be'emes though, it comes out that there's really a stira from all the Gemaras. Because mitzad echad we have the Gemara in Yuma Pehe as mentioned that learns that the Baba Machteris is coming mitzad the Chashivas of Pikuach Nefesh. Mitzad Sheni, we have Reb Chaim's Rayas that it's not Machmas Pikuach Nefesh. First of all, from a Benoyach who has a din of Raidif, even though he doesn't have the din of Pikuach Nefesh. And secondly, from Naira Murasa, which has a din of Raidif, even though there's no Pikuach Nefesh in regards to Naira Murasa. So all these Gemaras are Tzrich and Bir, how we can be Misadar them to stem with each other. Now, Luchaira, if you look in Reb Chaim, it's clear that he's coming to Bavar in this question. Because when Reb Chaim says that the halacha is that you can kill a raidif, machmas a new din of atzolas and nirdaf, he doesn't say that it's only machmas a din of atzolas and nirdaf, he says that it's besides for the din of pikuach nefesh of kol tarikula, there is also a din of atzola of a nirdaf. So it's mashal from Reb Chaim that be'etzem we need them both. And the explanation to this is as follows. Because there are two issues over here. Mitzad echad is an issue that we're being doiche nefesh mepnei nefesh. We're choosing to protect the nirdaf at the expense of the life of the raidif. This halacha that we could be doicha nefesh mipnei nefesh, that's Zok Reb Chaim, that doesn't come from the regular halacha of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh wouldn't give us the right to choose the nirdaf over the raidif. That's only because there's a din mechudish of hatzolas hanirdaf miyad haraidif. That's din number one. But besides for that, there's also an inyan of the chaymer of the avera. Lemaisa, like Rabbi Shmuel says, Ritzicha is an avera chamura. It's goyim shertestalik shchina meYisrael. why would we go ahead and be over that Avera Chamura? There has to be something lefanenu that's chashav enough, which warrants that we should go ahead and be over that Avera Chamura Ritzicha. That's the inyan of Pikuach Nefesh. And if Pikuach Nefesh is chashav enough to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to even do an Avera Ritzicha, Zok Rabbi Shmuel, it's also chashav enough to do the Avera of Achilul Shabbos. But that's mitzad the Chaimrei HaAvera. But at the same time, we also need the halacha of Atzolos HaNirdaf in order to give us the right to prefer the chayim of the Nirdaf over the chayim of the Raidif. These are two things which we need at the same time. And now let's go to the Gemaras that Reb Chaim brings. This that Reb Chaim brings, that there's a din of Raidif by Ibn Ayach, and Reb Chaim shows that even though there's no din Pekuach Nefesh by Ibn Ayach, still there's a din of Atzolos HaNirdaf, that's his Raya. And we asked, how does that shim with the Gemara in Yumad Af Pehei that says that the only right to kill by a Raidif is because of the Chashivas of the Inyan of Pekuach Nefesh? But the answer is, we only need the Chashivas of the Inyan of Pekuach Nefesh if we're coming to be Doicha, the Aver Chamura of Ritzicha, which is Gayim Shetastalak Shechinim Yisrael. Being that killing a Benayach doesn't have the problem, so it doesn't need the antidote of the Chashivas of Pekuach Nefesh Bechlal. It just needs the regular klal that the nefesh of the raidif is nidchem ibnei nafshei shal right nirdaf because of the din of atzolos hanirdaf. And therefore that gemara is asi shaper tuva lefi Reb Chaim. What about the gemara that says that there's a din of raidif even by nari marasa? L'chayra over there, we are being over the vera of killing a ben Yisrael, which is gairim l'shchinesh et estalach Yisrael, even though we don't have the chashivas of pikuach nefesh. So to understand that, we first have to be makdim a shayla of the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Dalet, Halacha Zayin. The Mishnah Lamelech declares, this that we find that the halacha is that we can kill a raidif even on Shabbos, is that true specifically by a raidif that's coming to do Ritzicha? And the Inyan of Pikuach Nefesh is what allows us to be Deicha Shabbos? Or that's true also in regards to the halacha of a raidif Achar Naira Murasa? Maybe there as well, we can kill the Raidif on Shabbos, even though there is no Pekuach Nefesh. That's the Mishnah Lamelech Shaila. And it brings a Raya from a Rif in Masechet Pesachim that says Mefurish, that even by Raidif Achar Naira Marasa or Shara Rayas, there too, we can kill the Raidif even on Shabbos. Now, L'chaira, we can bring a Mefurish Raya to this from this Gemara in Masechet Yuma Daf Pehei. If Rabbi Shmuel tells us that the Makar of the Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, is from the fact that Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Ritzicha by Baba Machteres, because Ritzicha is so chomer that it's Gairim Shechina Shetestalach Mizrael, so definitely, if it could be Deicha Ritzicha, it could be Deicha Shabbos as well. We see from Rabbi Shmuel that there's a formula, anything that's Deicha the Aver of Ritzicha is Deicha Shabbos as well. Im Kain, by Raidif Achar Nair Marasa, which that's also Deicha Ritzicha, so that definitely should also be Deicha Shabbos. L'chayre, this is a Raya Brura to Shita Sarif, V'tzarech in Ksas, why the Mishnah Lamelech himself doesn't bring this Raya. Maybe because it's only Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Al-Kopanim, if this is true, so Be'emes we have to understand why Be'emes is the halacha that a Raidif Achar Naira Marasa we can kill and we can be Deicha Shabbos. It doesn't have the Chashivas of Pikuach Nefesh. So Be'achreach, just like there's the Inyan of Chashivas of Pikuach Nefesh, so too there's the Inyan of Chashivas of saving the Naira Marasa or Shara Rayas from that Pagam. And that Inyan Chashuv is strong enough to go against the Avera Chamura of Ritzicha, and Memela also against the Avera of Chilul Shabbos. Nachzor to the Raya of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is being chayker whether or not the halacha that we kill a Raidif is because of the din of Pikuach Nefesh, or there's a new din of Atzolos HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidif. Zok Reb Chaim, if the Yisoid of the din of Raidif is learned from Naira Marasa, and by Naira Marasa you don't have the din of Pikuach Nefesh, it can't be that the basis to the din of being Deicha Nafshe Shal HaRaidif Bepnei Nafshe Shal HaNirdaf, it comes from the din of Pikuach Nefesh. Because if we're learning out Ritzicha from Naira Marasa, Ritzicha has the din of Pikuach Nefesh, Naira Marasa does not have the din of Pikuach Nefesh. Now that does not mean that Naira Marasa doesn't have its chashivas, but Al Kaponim, the din of Pikuach Nefesh is not found by Naira Marasa. In Cain, if we were learning out one from the other, there must be that there's some common denominator that applies by both, which allows us to say that the same din which is Nimtza by Naira Marasa is Nimtza by Ritzicha as well. Therefore, Zok Reb Chaim Bechreich it's a din lahatzelus anirdaf miyad araydif ukel shayne shol Reb Chaim dahav a din befnei atzmai din hatzolus anirdaf im lahariga im laarayas. They're all one big klal because they have a common denominator of lahatzolus anirdaf. Now, besides for that, like we said, we need a separate inyan that there's a cheshivas to this hatzola either machmas pikuach nefesh by Ritzicha, or Machmas Atzolos HaPgam by Nari Marosa, which is going to allow us to be over the Aver Chamur of Ritzicha, like Rabbi Shmuel says. But that's not the Iker Din of Raidif, which tells us that we're Deichen Nafshe Shal HaRaidif, Mipnei Nafshe Shal HaNirdaf, because of the new Din of Atzolos HaNirdaf, Miyad HaRaidif. Ad Kan, the beer of Divrei Reb Chaim, and the explanation how all the Gemaras stem together. And now let's go on to the next inyan. We mentioned in the previous shir the Chakira Gedayla, that the Gedayla Chreinim ask how to understand the Din of Raidif. Is it just a halacha of Atzolos HaNirdaf? And if you're Reb Chaim, that's not the regular halacha of Pikuach Nefesh, it's a new Din of Atzola, but Al Kopanim, it's a Din LaHatzolos HaNirdaf. Or it's Chali Din Einish on the Raidif. And the first one to clear the Shaila is the Night of Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Chelech Chayesh Mishpat Simen Samach. Now there are many riots throughout the sugya Lekan Ulekan, and we're going to mention some of them Bekitzur. The Night of Yehuda, as we mentioned in the previous year, brings a riot that it's a Din Einish from our Gemara on the Fayin Gimel and of a Gemara on the Fayin Dalet. The Gemara in both these places applies the Klal of Ein Einshim and Adin. When the Gemara tries learning out of Kal V'Chaymer to teach us that there's a din of Raidif, says the Gemara, we can't learn that because of Ein Einshin Min Adin. Zag the Naidi B'Yehuda, Bechreach, it's an Einish. If it's just a din Hatzala, that we can learn out from a Kal V'Chaymer. That's one Rai of the Naidi B'Yehuda. But a Rai for Kerzog the Naidi B'Yehuda is from the Gemara earlier on Dafayin Beis Amid Beis, which brings down the memory of Rav Huna that says that a Kotan that's Raidif also has a din of Raidif. Now a Kotan is not a Bar Einshin, Bechreach, it's not a din Einish, it's just a din of Hatzolos HaNirdaf. The ayin and the shir on the fine base that we spoke about, Ayad Ramah, the Arichas, what he says on this inyan. The Naid Yehuda comes out lemaisa, that be'emes, it's mitli toli in the machlaikas of Brises, whether or not Raidif is Tzarech Hasra or Ein Tzarech Hasra. The Brises that says, the machtarte zui asra asai, which is also the shita of Rav Huna, that says that a Raidif is Ein Tzarech Hasra, the pshat in that is because Raidif is a din of Atzolos HaNirdaf and it's not a din Einish. But the Braisa that's mashma, according to one third in the Gemara, that Raidif does need a Asra, that's going, according to the Mahalach, the Raidif is a din Einish. And our Gemara on the Fayin Gimel, and the Gemara later on the Fayin Dalet, that says that Ein Einshin Min Adin, that's going according to this son and that Braisa that holds that the din of Raidif is a din Einish. Ad Kan, the Shita of the Naid of Yehuda on the Inyan. Reb Chaim, in the mentioned shtickle in Hilchos Reitzeach, Perek Aleph, he starts off as a Dover Pashit that Avada the Iker Din is a Din of Hatzolos HaNirdaf. And his Raya is from the Gemara later on the Fayin Dalet that brings down the memory of Reb Yenis and Ben Shol that says that Raidav Shei Raidav Achar Chaver Lahargoi B'yochol HaAtziloi B'echad Me'evarov, that he's not allowed to kill him. Be'echreach, that the whole Din is a Din LaHatzolos HaNirdaf, which is why, if it's not necessary LaHatzolos HaNirdaf, that he's not allowed to kill him. Now, connected this Raya from Reb Chaim, there's an answer from Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Shiurim of Sechta Psochim, Eis Reish Aleph. Zok Rabbi Chanan, that if you have a situation where Be'emes, we don't have to kill the Raidif, we just have to take off one of his Evarim, we don't look at the whole goof of the Raidif as having a Shem Raidif. It's just that Aver, which is vital for the Maiser Ritzicha, which is Nitin Latzile Be'echem Evar, by taking away that Aver, that's the Aver which has a Shem Raidif. But the rest of the Nefesh of the Raidif does not have a Shem Raidif Bechlal. This is a mechudishtik way of looking at it, that we don't look at the person as a whole, as one big Shem Raidif, rather we look at only the pertinent parts which are causing the Ritzicha to happen, they're the Chalakim that have a Shem Raidif, which is why the Aver has a Din Raidif, and it's Nitin Latzile Be'echem Me'evarav, but not the entire person. Reb Chaim obviously did not look at it this way, which is why he has the Raya, that it must be that it's a Din of Hatzolos HaNirdaf. Now, many Achrayim have a big arichas about this inyan. Ayin afika yam chelik bei simen mem. Ayin achiezer chelik aleph evan ezer simen yud ches. Ayin ar sameach hilchus reitzeach perak aleph alach yud gimel. Vishar Achrayim as well. And we're going to mention some of the rayas. One of the rayas is because there's a machlekas reshainim whether or not a raidif begrama has a loch of a raidif or not. The ayin bibir agra in simen shin pei ches of katan ayin dalid. That brings Rayas, Lekan, or Lekan. That's Zogendach Reinim, that's Mitli Tali in the previous Shaila. If it's a din of an Einish, then it's only possible if the Raidif is doing a Maisa be a Dayim. If it's just Begrama, he doesn't deserve an Einish. But if it's an Inin of Atzolos HaNirdaf, as long as the Nirdaf is Besakana, even if the Raidif is not doing it be a Dayim, then the din of Atzolos applies and we may kill the Raidif. Another Inin is a machlekes that we mentioned in the shir for Dafayin Beis between the Maharsha and the Bir Agra, whether or not it's dafk if the Raitiv is doing it bekavana ubemezit or not. The shitas of Maharsha earlier on Dafayin Beis is dafke Raitiv bemezit we kill. However, the Bir Agra over there in Simon Shin Pei Ches, Sifkatan Ayin Dalet, disagrees. And that's also mitli tali in that shaila, Zogendach Reinim. If we say that it's a din of an Einish, then we can understand Shitas Marsha that says that it's only B'makam where the Raitif is doing it B'mezid. But if we say that it's a din of Atzolos or Nirdaf, then we'll have to say that the Allah is like the Bir Agra, that as long as the Nirdaf is B'sakana, we may kill the Raitif to save him, whether or not the Raitif is B'mezid of B'kavana or not. Lemaisa, there's a very strong Raya from Arasugya that's a din of an Einish, which the Achrayim bring. The Raya is from the Gemara later on the Fayin Dalet that says that Raitif has a din of Kimle B'dirabbinei. And so too, every Baba Machteris, as is Mavur in the Mishnah on the Fayin Beis Amud Aleph, also has the din of Kimle B'dirabbinei, and he's Pater on Mamon. Zogin D'Achrayim, the Halacha of Kimle B'dirabbinei is only there if the Misa is coming mitzad an Einish. That's where the Torah tells us that if there's an Einish Misa, or there should be an Einish Misa, there's a Pater of Mamon. But if it's just a halacha that we may kill the Raidif in order to do Hatzolos and Irdaf, that wouldn't bring the halacha of Kimle B'Rabinei, and that would not pater the Mamon B'chlal. Be'achreach gomor, that is chalad in Einish, a chi of Misa on the Raidif. On account of this, many of these Achrayim want to say that Be'emes, every Raidif can possibly have both dinim. There's a din of Hatzolos and Irdaf, which tells us that to save the Nirdaf, we should kill the Raidif. And then there's another halacha that is chal echi of misa on the raidif mitzad an einish. Sometimes we have both, and sometimes we only have one. In a case where it's be a diamond b'mezid, we can have both the din of hatzolos and nirdaf and the din of einish. But sometimes, like b'makom where it's just a grama or it's not b'mezid, there's just a din of hatzolos and nirdaf and there's no din of an einish. And so too by a katan. And this that there is a din of kimnei with ravine. That Be'emes only applies in those cases where there's also the element of Einish. But in a case where, l'mashal, it's B'shegig or B'grama, that there's only an Din of Atzolos and Nirdaf and there's no Din of an Einish, there Be'emes, there would not be a Lach of Kimnei B'Dirabminei, and if he was Neschai of Mammon at that time, he's actually going to have to pay the Mammon. Ad Kan Divrei Achrayim, this is a tremendous Chiddush to learn out of one Sugya and one Parsha of Raidif, two totally separate Dinim. But that's what they're machriach, mikoyach, all the rayas, lakan or lakan. Now, Rab Chaim, in the shtickle that we mentioned previously, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, he says a line which pulls it all together and makes that it's really one din only. Nevertheless, it has within it both elements, the inyan of Atzolos and Nirdaf, and the inyan of a chiyuv, which is chal on the raidif. And we mentioned his words in the previous shir as well, in the shir to the Ayin Beis. V'zeh l'shein kotche of Rab Chaim. Nihi the ikar din raidif hu hatzolosei shel nirdaf. The ikar din of raidif, the shayrish of the din, is hatzola of the nirdaf. Mikol makayim, ha delay dainina nalei, hach de ein doiche nefesh mipnei nefesh, havadai da have din chiyuva b'raidif. That means that this, that hatzolosei shel nirdaf tells us that we can choose to save the nirdaf even at the expense of the life of the raidif, that Be'echreach is a din chiyuv, which is chal on the raidif. Which means that Be'emes, there are two steps to the halacha. The ikar shayrish adin is that the Torah tells us we have to save the nirdaf. Just having to save the nirdaf mitzad atzmai can tell us that on account of that, we can go ahead and kill the raidif. If the Torah takes it to the next level and says, yes, save the nirdaf, even b'chayiv shal ha-raidif, Be'echreach with that, Ayidei the din of Atzolos HaNirdaf, the Torah is making that there's a din chiyuva on the Raidif that he should be killed in order to save their Nirdaf. Ad kan dvarav shal Rab Chaim. So it starts with a din Atzola, and it ends that for the purpose of that Atzola, it's chal a din chiyuva on the Raidif. Note that Rab Chaim doesn't use the terminology Einish, but rather it's a din chiyuva in order to facilitate the Atzolos HaNirdaf even at the expense of chayav shal HaRaidif. This is going to pull all the questions together and answer them all. This that the Nai Deb Yehuda asks, how can we say in Einshem and Adin? Reb Chaim obviously holds that the klal in Einshem and Adin is in regards to anything that has a Shem Chiyuv. Even if it's not coming Mishreirish of an Einish per se, we cannot do that because it's a Chiyuv. Now, for a full treating on the Indian of Enayin Shem and Adin and the Svaris that pertain to it, Ayin in the Night of Yehuda over there in Chelek Chayshin Mishpat Simen Samach in the Hagah of the Ben HaMachaber, that he brings down a famous Machlekes for Achrayim, the Marsha in Sanhedrin of Samach Dalam and Beis, and the Sefer Midas Aaron, how to understand the Ikrainian of Enayin Shem and Adin, and Kubi will be Mitli Tali in that, whether or not Enayin Shem and Adin is Davka by something that's Mamish and Einish, or by anything that's a Chiev. Ve'ein Kan Mekayim Elaharech Umar Mokam Anilach. This that mitzad sheni, the Neidi Buda brings a riot from the fact that a katan has a din raidif, that bechreich it's not a din einish, that also stems with Rav Chaim, because be'emes it's not an inin of an einish per se. It's just a chalais chiyuv that's chalak a kafta de gavra in order to be able to be matzal sanirdaf, that he has a din that his nefesh is nidche. That's possible to be chal on the nefesh of a katan as well, as we were mayrech in the previous year. In regards to the machlekes, whether or not a raidif is tzarech hasra or ain tzarech hasra, that stems according to Reb Chaim, because Yesh Lachkar, which that's the Machlekes HaTanam, possibly according to one Teretz of the Gemara, whether or not this Din Chiyuva, that the Raidif has Nidcha Mepnei Nafshei Shal HaNirdaf, is that require Hasra ahead of time, or not? And so too, in regards to Reb Chaim's Raya himself, that it must be a Din HaVatzala, otherwise it would apply even B'makim, where it's Nitin Latzila Bechem Ne'evarav, that's definitely Barer, because the Shreirish of the whole Din is a Din HaVatzala, and that progresses, and out of there grows out a halacha of a chiyuv that his nafshay is going to be nitcha b'pnei nafshay shel hanirdaf. Now, in regards to the nidainim of the achreinim and the rishainim, whether or not it's dafka b'mezid, or whether or not it's dafka b'yadayim and apagrama, that can also be both ways understood according to Reb Chaim. Now that the Torah is being mechadish, that there's a din chiyuva on the raidif, which makes that his nefesh will be nitcha b'nei nafshay shel hanirdaf, yesh ladon, whether that din chiyuv is even though the Raidif himself is not Mechavin, or even B'makim, where the Raidif is doing a Radifa B'grama. And there's a Makim for both Shitas, according to the understanding of Reb Chaim. And finally, in regards to the Halacha of Kimnei B'Dirabimine, that obviously Reb Chaim holds, that any Chayvas Misa, that Nafshei is Nitches, Mepnei Nafshei Shalanirdav, that could give a din of Kimnei B'Dirabimine to Patra Mamin. It doesn't have to be coming Mishreirish and Mitam Einish, it could be coming Bishreirish because of a din of Atzalas Anirdav. But being that the Torah Lemaisa was Machayev, that this Raidav should be killed, Mipnei Nafshei Shel Anirdav, that also has within it the din of Kimlei B'Dirabimnei. Ad Kan the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, which is Miyashiv, all the Gemaris and all the Rayas, Ze Im Ze. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. There's a very interesting Kasha in our Sugya from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ches Ois Yud. The Gemara is Mavur, that the only time we say that we can kill a Raidav is only if he's Raidif Achara Erva, which is Chai V'Krisus or Chai V'Mises Bezdin. But a Kayin Gadol that's Raidif Achara Almana, or definitely somebody that's on his way to do Stamina Veira Ba'alma, there is no din to kill him. Frektim in Chaschinuch, the Gemara says in Masech Techulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Bezim Ud Bez, and other places in the Shas as well, that a person who refuses to be Makayim and Mitzvah Zasei is Makan Oisai Achatetze Nafshay. So we see that always, in order to ensure that a person is Makayim Ritzayna Bayre, we can hit him, even to the point of actually killing him. So every time we have a situation where a person is Raidif Achar Hachai Ve'lavin, like Almana being Raidif after a Kayin Gadol, or any Isra for that matter, that should be included in the general Klal of Makan Oisai Achatetze Nafshay to ensure that he's not over the Avera. So Be'emes, we always have a din that we can kill a Raidif if there's no other choice. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, first of all, it seems that the hanach of the Minchas Chinuch is that the lashon makan ayse achatetze nafshe is to be taken literally, mamish, until you actually kill him. But the emes is that that's not so pashut, because the shita in Masechta Ksubos Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph brings down b'shem Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina that achatetze nafshe is not to be taken literally. It just means that we weaken him to a point where he's going to be makayim the mitzvah. The fear of any Yaina, there's no makam for the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, because it's only by a real raidif that the halach is that you actually kill him. Now, the etzem kasha of the Minchas Chinuch is based on the hanacha that he has over there, that just like Chazal say in regards to someone who's not doing a mitzvah sasei, makan oisa chotetze nafshei, so too in regards to being mafresh someone that wants to be over an iser. But that's not so pashit. The Ktsais and Meshaiviv Nesivis at the end of Simen Gimel, he brings down Gufra from our Gemara that this is a raya that the halach of Makan Oisai Achatetze Nafshay is only in regards to Mitzvah Saseh. But in regards to Loisa say, except for the case of a Raidef Achar Naira Marasa or the like, we are not going to kill him. And the Pshat, he says, is because Be'emes, an Asay is more Chomer than a Loisa say. And he says, Umeizehoi Chichu Bale Musar Arishainim, the Asay Chamira Me Loisa say. And the Chayris Kavan is to the Ramban in Parashas Yisroi, Kapitel Chaf, Patsuk Ches. And the Ramban is Meirich in this Inyan, and he brings a Raya also from the fact that an essay is Deicha Aleisa Sey. Lefi this, there's no Mokam Bechlal to the Kasha of the Michas Chinuch. Akoponim, the Michas Chinuch, who does ask the Kasha, he says that the answer is that there are a number of Chilukim between the Klal of Makanese Achatetse Nafshay versus the Halacha of a Raidif where you kill the Raidif. First of all, he says, the Halacha of a Raidif, Lefi his Shita, is even B'Mokim where the Raidif is a Shegeg. And he brings a Raya from the fact that the Gemara in the Fayin Beis Amud Beis says that a katan also has the halacha of a raidif. Zok the Minchas Chinuch that a vada includes even a katan ben yoimai. Only an uber, like the Gemara says, mishamayi karat filei, he's the smite from having a din of raidif. But anything more than an uber has a din of raidif, even though we cannot dan that he's amazed b'chlal. Now we know that that's not so pashut because the Marsha on the Fayin Beis Amud Beis says, like we mentioned, come upon him, that it has to be amazed. And like that, he's mazber, the fact that the Braisa says that he need to be mazber him, re'eshe yisraelu ben brisu. But like upon him, that's the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. Masha Enke, in regards to Kaifen Aysa Achatetze Nafshay, says the Minchas Chinuch b'zeh aloshen, im yesh tzad l'doinoi de'efshad l'yoda, chas v'sholem lasis lay shum davar. Chas v'sholem to hit anybody if there's even a small tzad that he may not know that he's being over an avera. That's the first chiluk the Minchas Chinuch says. The second chiluk, Dr. Minchas Chinuch, is that in regards to Raidif, there's a chiyuv. Like we mentioned, the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Perek Aleph, mitzuvin, you must do it in order to be matzal the nirdaf. Mashenke, in regards to Frushe mit ad meyisura, Dr. Minchas Chinuch, hu ktsas mitzvah. It's a bit of a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv gomer. And avada, a person who's not mekayim, the Indian of a Frushe meyisura, and makan oisa achotetze nafshay, is not being over any avera. Another nafkamina zok de Minchas Chinuch that the halacha of makanaisa achatetze nafshay is just a din in bezdin, and the Minchas Chinuch is mayrich to bring rise to that. Mashayinkin, the halacha of a raidif is on kol echad mi Yisrael. A fourth nafkamina zok de Minchas Chinuch is based on the Mishnah Lamelech, which we spoke about earlier in Hilchos Shabbos Perek of Dalet Halacha Zayin, that he brings from the Rif that the halacha of raidif achar arayis that nitan latzila benafshay is even on Shabbos, and even machal Shabbos to save the Naira Marasa. Zakta Minchas Chinuch, but avada la frishay me yisurai, that's not Dayach HaShabbos. Why? His lashon is, ein rashay lasis shum iser, lahatzel chaveray me iser. Because the whole yisoid is to save his friend from an iser, it doesn't make sense that it should be mutter to be over an iser, in order to save somebody from an iser. These are the four nafkaminas that the Minchas Chinuch brings out, in order to be miyash of this kasha l'shitasai. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara says that the halacha of Leisam al Dam Reyecha is coming to teach us that if you see that a person is drowning or that he's dying for whatever reason, you should go ahead and save him. For the Gemara, we know that from the pasuk of Hashiv Vaisilai. And for the Gemara, mitzad the pasuk of Hashiv Vaisilai, you would think that you're only mechuyev to do it begufay. But to be matriach and to be seicher payalim, you would not be mechuyev to do so. That's why we have the pasuk of Leisam al Dam Reyecha. Now, it's mavur from the Gemara that this is the chayra, the only nafkamina between the pasuk of Hashiv Vaisilai and the chiddush that's learned out from the pasuk of Leisam al Dam Reyecha. So the achrayim bring out that lechayra al pipashis there could have been two other chilukim. The Chachma Shleima by Reb Shleima Kluger in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Tav Chavav, he brings out that the Gemara says in Masechta B'Metzia and Perek Eila Metzias that in regards to Hashavas Aveda we learn from the pasuk Vesalamta that a zokin ve'en al fichvaydai is not mechuyev to return to Aveda. Imkain, in regards to Aveda's gufay, which is also part of the parsha of Hashavas Aveda, a zokin ve'en al fichvaydai would not be mechuyev to save somebody. So why doesn't the Gemara say that that's why we need the pasuk of the Samin al Dam Reyecha to be mechadish that even a zokin ve'en al fichvaydai is mechuyev to save somebody? Zok the Chachma Shleima married the kechidish la'alacha that obviously the Gemara holds that even after the pasuk of Leisam al Dam Reyecha, a zokmen al fichvaydai is putter from saving somebody. A mori de kechidish. Another ara can be found in the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah reish lamed zayin, Ois Beis. The halacha is in regards to Shavas Aveda, that a person who's ma'abid mamoine ledas, there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda. V'chein nifsak b'rambam and hilchas gzeil v'aveda, perik yud aleph, halacha yud aleph. Tain into minchas chinuch, the Gemara could have answered that as far as the mitzvah of Ashivaisalai is concerned, what happened if you have a person that's ma'abed atzmei ledas, he wants to kill himself, there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda. So the Gemara should have answered that Leisamen al Dam Reach is coming to be mechadish, that there's a mitzvah to save somebody even if he's being ma'abed atzmei ledas. So the Michas Chinuch comes to a similar conclusion that Be'achreach the Gemara holds that even after the love of Leisamen al Dam Reach, a person who's being ma'abed atzmei ledas, there's no chiyuv to save him. Now, in these two halachas of the Chachma Shleime and the Minchas Chinuch, the Igris Moshe in Chelik Yerideya, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, Anaf Gimel, is very strongly Chelik. And he says they can't be true. A person who's b'matzav of a sakana, avade, even a zakam enel fichvoid is mechuyuv to save him, and not like the Chachma Shleime. And a person who's b'matzav of a sakana, even if he's ma'abrat smiladas, we're also mechuyev to save him, and even be mechal Shabbos, and not like the Minchas Chinuch. And to answer the Arayas, he says that in regards to Zakim Einel Fichvaydoi, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that when does the halacha of Zakim Einel Fichvaydoi apply? It applies by a kind of Aveda, which even had the Zakim himself lost something like this, he wouldn't have been mevaza himself to take his own thing back in the Shuk. So too, he doesn't have to return somebody else's object of that nature. Zakra Maisha Baravade, if a Zakin himself was b'matzav of a sakana, he would be mevaza himself and do whatever he can to save himself. So therefore, the klal of Zakim Einel Fichvaydoi, Pashet doesn't exist on a practical level in regards to Tzolos Gufay. And in regards to the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush, Zakra Maisha, this that an Aveda min Das, the halacha is that there's no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, that's specifically by Mamain. Because a person is a bailam on his own mamain, so if he decides to send it away and to be ma'abed it ladas, there's no mitzvah to return it to him. But a person who's not a bailam on his nefesh, even if he decides to be ma'abed atzmi ladas, the Torah commands us leisamed al dam reyecha, and the fact that he's not interested in saving himself does not pater us from saving him. Now the Minchas Chinuch, who he asked the kasha, and he holds that it is a taina, he lechayr is going l'shitasay that he says, in mitzvah memches, in regards to the iser of chayvel, that a person who gives reshus for somebody else to be chayvel in him, he's not over the iser. Mashmat that the Minchas Chinuch b'emes holds that a person is a bailam on his guf. And so too, in regards to the iser of ritzicha, the Minchas Chinuch says in mitzvah lamedalid that a person who's ma'abed atzmi ladas and he kills himself, he's not over the aver of leisirtzach. Mashmat that the Minchas Chinuch holds that a person is a bailam on his guf, even in regards to killing himself. Mimela, the Minchas Chinuch Leshitase also holds that in a case where a person is being ma'abed atzmi ladas, he is a bailim, just like in regards to his mamain, there's no din hashavas aveda by an aveda midas, so too in regards to aveda's gufay. And not only that, he's mechiach lelagabe leisamen al dam reacha as well, that if he's ma'abed atzmi ladas, that there's no mitzvah to save him. But Rav Meishu disagrees, he understands that a person is not considered a bailim on his guf. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Dafayin Gimel Amud Beis asks Akasha that the Mishnah says in the third parak of Ksubis, Eilu Nairus Sheyesh Lan Knas, Haba Al Achaysay. And the Ikr Chiddush over there is that even though you can't be Makayim the mitzvah of Leisi Elisha, still he has to pay Knas by an Oinus Umafata. Frek the Gemara, Lechayra the Zachi of Misa, because Bishas is going to do the Maisabiyah, he's a Raidif. And it's Nitin Latzila ben Avshay. So we should pater midin kimle b'de rabmine from having to pay the knas. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, that the Misa and the Mammon happen at different times. The Misa happens at the beginning of the Maisabiyya, and the Mammon is ascribed at the end of the Maisabiyya. Rashi is Masbir, because the Mammon for knas, Lidas Rashi, is for the Hasharas Absulim, and that only happens b'soif Abiyya. But the Gemara is not happy with that, because it depends what hara and tchilas bia actually means. Bishlama, if hara is neshika se'ever, so then we could say the ma'isa misa is nigmar b'shas to hara, because that's the shas apgam, and the chayves mamon only comes later, b'shas to actual ma'isa bia, because that's the shas asharas absulim. But if you say that hara zu achnasas ha-torah, that means to say that before achnasas ha-torah, there's no ma'isa bia, no ma'isa apgam b'chlal. And b'shas achnas Torah, there's already asharas basulim. So we're back to the point where the ma'isa pagam, which that's machayev misa, and the machayev of mamid, which is the asharas basulim, happen simultaneously. And the Gemara to that answers four terutzim. Now Taisus with the Ramask Mamaina disagrees with Rashi's anacha that the chayev is knas only comes b'shas asharas basulim, and he brings a Gemara Masechta Kedushin Daftesam and Beis that's mavur that even without asharas basulim, as long as she is a psula b'shas tamaisa bia, that's mechayiv knas. Im ken frek taisvis, what's pshat in the Gemara's hanacha that the chayivis mamon only comes later and not b'shas the beginning of the bia, even the man de Omar, hara azu, nishika sa'ever? And Taisvis answers two terutzim. The first terutz of Taisvis answers is that be'emes, each part of the bia can be mechayiv knas. The beginning of the bia can be mechayiv knas, and the seif of the bia can be mechayiv knas. The beginning of the bia be'emes in this situation is not going to be mechayev knas because that rega there's a chayvus misa and there's kimnei v'drabminei. But lemaisa later on when he's mamshech the bia, the seif bia is bekayach to be mechayev knas because at that point there's no longer a chayvus misa. That's Taisus' first teretz. Taisus' second teretz is that no, the klal that chilas bia also has a shem bia, and the Gemara learns that out from a pasuk and Masechta Yevamos daf nun hey, that's only in regards to arayas and chayvi laban ve'esei and Yevama v'isha labayla. But in regards to Knas, we never learn out this chidush that Tchilas Bia also has a Shem Maisa Bia. Therefore, we remain that the Maisa Bia, Lagabi B'machayev Knas, is only Seif Bia. Adkan, the chidush of Taisvis. Mimele Zog Taisvis, that's pshat in the Gemara's Hanacha, that the Tchilas Bia, that's the Shas Apgam, because that's Tali in when the Maisa Aver is going to be done, and that's included in the Limud and Masechta Yevamos that the Tchilas Bia, that's already the Maisa Bia. Masha'enkein, the Chiyuv Knas, that only comes B'Seif HaBia. Now, Frek Taisus Akashon himself, if that's true, that the Kalal, the Tchilas Bia, is a Bia, doesn't apply to Knas, so in Kain we have a Kasha Lamanda Omar, Tchilas Bia is a Knas HaSatara, at that point there's no Chiyuv Knas. The Chiyuv Knas only comes B'Seif HaBia, which is after the point of a Knas HaSatara. Frek Taisus B'Shas HaKnas HaTara, that's Asharas HaBsulim. B'Seif HaBia, there are already no B'sulim. Im Kain, how could there be a Chiyuv Knas B'chlal in the Torah? If the Chiyuv Knas is only by a B'sula, and the Chiyuv Knas only comes B'Seif HaBia, B'Seif HaBia, she's never a B'sula. Azay Frek Taisus. And for Taisus, Tzarech Loimer, the B'Hachi Chai B'Rachmana. That means to say, that although the Torah says that the Chiyuv Knas is only for B'sula, Be'achreach, the Torah doesn't mean to say that B'Shas, the Chelik of the Maisa Bia, that's Mechayiv the Knas, still at that point she's a psula. The Torah means to say that B'Shas, Tchilas Abia, she's a psula. Then the Tchilas Abia is done, and at that point she's no longer a psula. The Seif Abia of that Maisa Bia is going to be Mechayiv the Knas. But a Maisa Bia, which B'Shas, the Tchilas Abia, she was still a psula, the Seif of that Maisa Bia can be Mechayiv the Knas. That's the pshat in Taisus. Now, L'chayre, Taisus Minei Bei is Mamash Apella, and Taisus doesn't ask this kasha. Taisus Masechti Yevamis asks this kasha, and he blibes Shver. Frek Taisus and Masechti Yevamis, Imkein Divrei Agamar and Arasugya, Be'emes have no pshat. Because our Gemara asks that Lamanda Omar that Tchilas Bia is Achnasas HaTorah, so we always have that the Maisa HaMachayev Misa is at the same time as the Maisa HaMachayev Knas. But that's not true. Bishlam, if you say like Rashi, that the Maisa Sharas Basulim is Machayev Knas, so already Bishas Maisa Knas is a Torah, the Zechiyev Knas, that's good. And Bishlam, if you say like Taisus' first Teretz, that goes without this Chiddush Halacha, that even if Bishas the Seif Abia, there's no Basulim, still it's Machayev Knas, that's also good. Because the Gemara is telling us that if the Tchilas Bia is Hachnasas HaTorah, so Mimela at that point is Asharas Basulim, so that's really the only point which we can be Mechayivim Knas for, because the Seifa Bia at that point are no Basulim left, and that Chelik of the Bia can't be Mechayivim Knas. The Mimela, the Gemara is asking good Kasha, that there should be Kimnei B'Derabinei, Leman D'Omer, that the Tchilas Bia is Hachnasas HaTorah. But according to Taisus, the second Teretz, where Taisus is being Mechadish, that the Seif Bia is Mechayiv Knas, even if at that point there are no longer Basulim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Tchil of the Maisa Bia, which that makes Asharas Basulim, that is the Shas Apgam, and that's the Shas Chiyuv Misa. And later, the Seif of Maisa Bia, although there are no Basulim left, that Seif of Maisa Bia is Mechayiv Knas, because B'Hachi Chayiv Rechmona. So the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon are not at the same time, so there is no Kimnei B'Drabinei. Azoy Frek Taisus and Masechti Yevamis, and he remains Shver. And Be'emes, Divya, Taisus, and Arasugya are Mamish Apella. So there's a Mordeki Yadua Dika Rav Kiv Eger in Tshuva Simon Kuf Samach Dalet and other places in Drush V'Chiddush that's Miyashav Pshat and Arat Teisvis. Zok Rav Kiv Eger, Alpi Pashtus, the Halacha of Kimnei B'd Rabbinei is only if at the time of the Chi of Misa, that's when the Chi of Mammon is meant to be Chal. But if, let's say, the Chi of Mammon is meant to be Chal later, there's no Kimnei B'd Rabbinei. Zok Rav Kiv Eger, that's not necessarily true. Even if at the time of the Chi of Misa, that's not the Shas Chalois of Chi of Mammon, but if that's the Shas of the Tanai of the Chiyuv, we need to do something at that point in order to get to the Chiyuv. The Misa is going to Pata the Mamayin because the Misa is there at the time of the Tanai Chiyuv. Now what's the Pshat in that? Sekhar Kivei Eger, because the Din Kimnei B'Drabinei isn't just a Paiter on Chiyuvim. Just the Din Kimnei B'Drabinei makes is that it's as if Ki'ilu Asoi Acher. If it would have been a Din Paiter on Chiyuvim, so it would have to be that the Shas Misa, that's also the time of the Chalois HaChiyuv, in order that it should become Niftar. But now that Rav Kiv Eger says that it becomes as if Kilo Asoy Acher, so as long as B'Shas Chiyuv Misa, he had to have been doing that Misa in order to be Chayav Mamed, because it's Mitnoi HaChiyuv, Kim Levi Ravini makes as if he didn't do it, it's Kilo Asoy Acher, so we're missing in the Tanai HaChiyuv, so eventually when the Chiyuv is meant to be Chal, it will not be able to be Chal. Zok Rav Kiv Eger, according to Arat Teisvis, even though it's true that the Shas Chalais HaChiyuv is the Seif of the Bia, but the Tchila Sabia is a Tanai HaChiyuv. Because Taisus Hare asks that L'chayra already from the Tchila Sabia, she's not a Psula. And Taisus answers, B'hochi Chai V'Rachmana. The Pshat the B'hochi Chai V'Rachmana is that if he, with that Mai Sabia, was Meshur the Basulim, and then he was Mamshach Ad Seif HaBia, that Seif HaBia is going to be Machayiv Im Knas. So the Tanai, in order for the Seif HaBia to be Machayiv Im Knas, is that he's the one that did the Tchila Sabia. If somebody else would have done the Tchila Sabia and been Meshur the Basulim, then Avada later, a Seif Bia wouldn't be Machayiv Knas. So because the Shas Tchila Sabia is a Tanai in the Chi of Mamein, and like Rabbi Kiv Eger says, being that at that time there's a Chayvus Mamein, it's Ki'ilu Asoy Acher, therefore even later, B'Seif HaBia, the Chayvus Mamein cannot be Chal, Machmas the Chi of Misa, that Mitzad the Din of Kimnei B'Drabinei, made then in the Tanai Achiv, it's Ki'ilu Asoy Acher. Ad kan the Pirish HaNifla Yedua of Rabbi Kiv Eger. And Rabbi Kiv Eger with this is Miyashev another Marita Kakasha on Arat Teisvis. The Pnei Yeshua, in his Akdama to Masech the Ksubis, brings down a Kasha from his son-in-law, Rav Berish. Frek Rav Berish, the Gemara in Masech the Ksubis in Eilun Iris, asks a Kasha on the Mishnah of Habo Alachaisai, that L'chay Rechai V'Krisis have also a Chi of Malkus, and the Klal is Ein Leike U'Mishalem, so the Chi of Malkus should pater the Knas. Frek Rav Berish, L'fi Arat Teisvis, the Chi of Malkus is on the Tchilas Bia, and the Chi of Mammon is only on the Seif Bia. So in Cain, there shouldn't be a problem of Kimnei B'Drabinei. Azoy Frekt of Berish, and he's Meirich in a Teretz. So Dr. Kiv Eger, Lefi is Mahalach, it's not Shver. Because although the actual Chalais HaChiyuv only happens B'Seif HaBia, but the Tchilas HaBia is needed, Mitnoi HaChiyuv. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, that because that time, there's also a Chiyuv Malkus, it's Kamisha Asoy Acher, and it's as if the Tanai HaChiyuv was not Niskayim, and there shouldn't be a Chiyuv Mamon. Ad Kan, Divrei HaToisvis, Ubiurei Shalab Kiveger. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara on the Fayin Dalet brings down the memory of Rabbi Yenison ben Shaul that says, Reidev Shaye Reidev Achachaveri Lahargoi, Viyachal Atile Vechen Meyavarav Veloy Hitzil, and instead he killed him. Nera Galav, the halacha is, this person who kills the Reidev, he himself is Chayev Misa. Now the pashtus of Rabbi Yenison ben Shaul is that he's Chayev Misa b'di Adam like a regular Reiteach. However, the Rambam, in Ilchus Reitzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, says not like that. Zeh L'shein Rambam, Kol HaYochol LaHatzel Eivor Me'evarav V'loi Torach B'kach, Ela Hitzel B'Nafshe Shal Reidif V'Hargoy, Harei Zeh Shefech Damen V'Chayev Misa. He has a din of a Shefech Damen is Chayev Misa, Aval Ein Bezdin Me Misa Noisoy. Zog the Kesef Mishneh, that the Rambam learns that Chayev Misa means Misa B'dei Shemayim. And also the memory of Ebyenis and Menchol that says, Nera Galov, that means b'misa b'dei shemayim. Now the Ravid in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes, he argues on this Rambam and he says that be'emes he should be chayev misa b'dei adam mamish. But upon him, that's shitas Rambam. V'tzorech bir, why does the Rambam hold that he doesn't have a chayev misa b'dei adam? So in this there are two pirushim and achrayim. Rabbi Kiv Eger and Drush V'Chiddush in Masech Daksubas Taflam and Gimel Amud Beis brings down a pshat from his son Rabbi Shleime Eger. Zok Rabbi Shleime Eger, We find in the Rambam Menuchas Ritzeach that there are many instances where the Rambam says that he has a chashivas of a shayfich damam and he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, but he's not chayiv misa b'dei adam. One of the cases is in Perek Sheni, Halacha Ches, in regards to a hayriges atreifa. Zot the Rambam, a hayriges atreifa, areiz a potter midinei adam. What's the pshat in that? Because being that the person himself has a Shem Gavra Katila, he's a person that's Oymed Lamas, therefore, although it's considered a Shem Shefech Damim in order to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, but a Chayiv Misa B'dei Adam, it's impossible to be Mechayiv him. Zakrib Shleime Eger, that the emes is, every Raidif, even if Klapi Mi, he's Nitan Latzile Ben Avshay, Be'emes, he's considered a Gavra Katila. Why? So Shleime Eger is Mazra Pi Echidish of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchot Chayiv Lamazik, Perekhes, brings down B'Shem Misha Kosvoy, that even though Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says that if it's Nitin Latzila Be'echem Me'evorav, that you can't kill him, that's only in regards to everybody else. But the Nirdaf himself, Einai Medaktik B'kach, and he has a right to kill him, even if it's Nitin Latzila Be'echem Me'evorav. So Dr. Shlomo Eger, the fact that the Nirdaf always has Halacha that he's able to kill him, that makes this person have a din of a Gavra Katila. Therefore, even if somebody who's not allowed to kill him kills him, Akoponim, it's not different than a treifa that because he's a Gavra Ketila, he's not Chayiv B'dei Adam. So to hear, a Gavra Ketila is not going to be Chayiv B'dei Adam, he's only going to be Chayiv B'dei Shemayim. Ad kan divrei Reb Shleime Eger. Now the Briskarov in Chidushei Moharan Riz HaLevi al Rambam, over there in Hilchos Ritzeach HaShmiras Nefesh, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, he asks many kashas on Reb Shleime Eger. First of all, Zok the Briskarov, that this whole Halacha of the Mishnah Melech isn't so pashat. And like Reb Shleime Eger himself, Be'emes, brings, that Rashi in Arasugya says Mefurish not like that. Rashi B'Divrei Maskel V'Yachol says, V'Yachol HaNirdaf Oy HaRe'ehu Latzila Be'echad Me'evorav. Mevor, that even the Nirdaf itself, Lefir B'Yenisam and Shol, is not allowed to kill him if he's Yachol Latzila Be'echad Me'evorav. So the Briskarov is not so nicha to be Meshabit Shittas HaRambam to this Chiddush of the Mishnah L'Melech, K'neged Rashi in Arasugya. Now the emes is that the Mishnah Melech is not being mechadish to schiddish by himself. The makor is from Rishonim. Their aim, Rabbi Yo Mizrachi, in his pirush on Chumash in Parshas Vayishlach, he's the one who says this schiddish. But al kolponim, the Briskarov does not want to be meshabed the Rambam to this as well. Another tanya the Briskarov is that even according to the Mishnah Melech, it's not the pshat that the Raidif himself has a different din klape the Nirdaf than klape everybody else. There's no chilek in the raidif between anybody. Just the halacha is that the nirdaf himself has his own special right and heter of habala hargacha hashkin vahargai. He has a right to kill anybody that's aimed to go ahead and kill him. But as far as the dinim that are chal in the raidif, there's no difference between the nirdaf and anybody else. And if it's nitin latzilei be'echad me'evarav, he does not have a chayves misa. Memeilo zok demiskarav, it's impossible to say that on account of that he's going to have a din of a Gavra Katila. Gavra Katila is only if it's chal a din in the Gavra that his din is Lamus. But over here that the Gavra, the Raidif, doesn't have a din Misa because it's Nitel Atzila Bechem Re'evarav, the fact that the Nirdaf personally has Rishus mitzad the din of a Bal Hargacha Hashkim Hargai, that's not going to change his din and make him into a Gavra Katila. Now, the Etzem understanding that the Briskarov is being Mechadish in the Mishnah Lamelech, that it's because of a din of a Bal Hargacha Hashkim Hargai, that's not mefurish in the Mishnah Lamelech. If anything, the lashon of the Mishnah Lamelech that says "Einei medaktik v'davar" is mashma that we don't expect the nirdaf in his great bahala to be medaktik in it. But if you look in the Chedushei Ra'im, Rabbi Yoam Mizrachi in Parshas Vayishlach, you'll see that he be'emes says exactly like the Briskarov that it's mitzad din of abal hargacha hashkem v'hargai. That's the second taina that the Briskarov has on the Mahalach of Reb Shleime Eger, and a third taina the Briskarov. That be'emes le'mitzanu that somebody should have a Shem Gavra Ketila unless there's a Gemar Din that he's Chayiv Misa. And he quotes a Gemara Masech the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph that says Nigmar Dinoi Gavra Ketila hi. And Azoyiz Gepaskat also in the Rambam in Uchus Mamrim Perek Zayin Alochates. So Im Kain Mechateis it to say that a Raidif has a Shem Gavra Ketila. These are the three tainas that the Biskarov has on Reb Shleime Eger. Therefore, the Biskarov himself wants to say a different shot. Zok de Biskarov behektem divrei harambam and hilchas geneva perek tes halacha zayin in regards to the din of baba machteres. The lashon of the Rambam is as follows: Hababa machteres bein bayoyim bein balayla ein loy damim elohim harge balabayis a shara adam pturim. So the first line of the Rambam tells us that he's ein leidamim, and if somebody kills him, they're potter. Then zok the Rambam weiter, u'reshus yesh l'chol l'hargoy bein b'chol bein b'shabes b'chol misa sheichayin la'misay. And everybody also has reshus to kill him. Frek the Brisker Rav, a number of aris. First of all, Frek the Brisker Rav, it seems that the Rambam is mechalek it into two dinim. There's one halacha of ein leidamim, and if somebody kills him, they're potter. And the second halacha is that there's reshus to kill. Are these two separate dinim? L'chayre, it's all one and the same. V'ayit Frek the Brisker Rav, if anything, instead of first saying that you're potter and then saying reshus, the Rambam should be mahapach the order. The Rambam should say the halacha is we have reshus to kill him, being that we have reshus to kill him, therefore if we killed him, you're potter. Why does the Rambam first bring the halacha of ein leidamim and we're potter, and only afterwards say that there's reshus to kill him? That's the second R of the Brisker Rav. And the third R of the Brisker Rav is that be'emes, l'chayre, there is no din p'tur. There's a din p'tur if you kill him. There's no reason to be chayiv. If it's mutter to kill him, so we're not a reitzeich b'chlal if we kill him. Why is the Rambam making a chalais din out of this and saying that there's a din p'tur? These are the three aris that the Brisker Rav asks on this Rambam. Zog the Brisker Rav that a mavur from this Rambam is that be'emes every baba machteris and every raidif has two dinim. One halacha is a din of ein leidamim, and like it says mefurish in the pasuk in regards to baba machteris ein leidamim. And ein leidamim means that it's chal in the gavra that he's a gavra ktila. Zelo shayna Brisker Rav who chalois din al gufay shenechshav the gavra ktila. Such a person, a raidif, a baba machteris, the Torah looks at him as a person who's a gavra ktila. He's a dead man. Memela, if somebody kills him, he's putter. That's even besides the halacha that it's mutter to kill him. That's halacha mitzad atzmai that it's ein leidamim. And then avada that there's the next halacha that it's mutter to kill a raidif and a baba machteris. The Torah gave reshus to go ahead and kill him. And that's a separate halacha. And with that, it's mavur the lashon Rambam. The Rambam splits it into two separate dinim, which are not tluyim zeh bezeh bechlal. The first halacha is ein leidamim elam hargei balabayis ashar adam pturim. That's mikoyach ledin of ein leidamim. And the second halacha is reshus yesh lechol lehargei, that it's mutter to go ahead and kill him. What's the nafkamina between the two dinim? Zok the Brisker Rav, the nafkamina is that what happens if we have a situation where the din of reshus does not apply? So the Torah didn't give reshus and it's usher to go ahead and kill him, but somebody did kill him. Is that person chayev misa? For that we have the halacha of ein leidamim, that he has a chashivas of a gavra ketila. What's the hecha temtza? The hecha temtza is specifically in this case of where it's nitin latzile be'echan me'evarav. When it's nitin latzile be'echan me'evarav, there's no reshus to kill him. The second din doesn't apply. Nevertheless, if somebody was over and he did kill him, lemaisa is only killing somebody who in the eyes of the Torah is nechshav to a gavra ketila ein leidamim. What's the halacha if you kill somebody who's a gavra ketila and it's ein leidamim? That's the same halacha be'emes, like we find by Treifa, or by somebody that's Nigmar Dinei Lomus, that if you kill him, that he's not Chayiv B'Dinei Adam, he has a Chashivas of a Shoifech Dam, and he's going to be Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim, but the fact that he's a Garvek Tila patters him M'Dinei Adam. So it comes out these two Rambams work mamish hand in hand. Because there are two dinim, a din of Ein Leidamim, and a din of Rishus, therefore B'Makim, where it's Nitin Latzila Be'echem Ne'evarav, that there's no Rishus, nevertheless, he has a Shem Raidiv, and if somebody kills him, he's going to be patur b'dinei adam mitzad halacha of ein leidamim. Now the Brisker Rav points out that the lechayra comes out according to this, that even though klape mi, it's nitin latzila be'echem ne'evarav, and I don't have a heter to kill him, nevertheless, the shem reidif is still kayim, and because he has a shem reidif mitzad atzmai, the halacha is going to be ein leidamim. That's what the Brisker Rav is mechiach from this Rambam. Now that be'emes stems with what we saw earlier in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi as well, that even b'makom where it's nitin latzila be'echem me'evarav, the ikar sham raidif is kayim. Zok Reb Chaim, if the halacha is you can't kill him, must be that the whole heter to kill a raidif is only la'atzolas anirdif. But the ikar sham raidif is there. However, we mentioned b'shem Rabbi Chanan Kovitch Yurim and Masechta Psachim, Ois Reish Aleph, that he holds that b'makom shenitin latzila be'echem me'evarav, it's chaser in his ikar sham raidif. Rabbi Chanan says that the Shem Raidif of this person is limited just to that Aver, which is going to go ahead and do the Ma'is Ariga. But the rest of the Nefesh of the person, being that it's not necessary to eliminate his Nefesh to be Moineya, the Ma'is Ariga, therefore the rest of his Nefesh does not get under the Shem Raidif Bechlal. Lefi that, you cannot say that he's Ein Leidamim, because Be'emes is Yesh Leidamim. Because chutz from that Aver, which is necessary to eliminate in order to be Moineya, the Ma'is Ariga, he doesn't have a Shem Raidif, and Avad is Yesh Lai Damim. So it's Mavur from this Biskarov that he also goes with the Mahalach of his father, Rab Chaim, and they disagree with Rabbi Chanan, and they hold that even in a situation where it's Nitin Latzile Be'echem Ne'evarov, that does not take away from the Iker Shem Raidif that's on the person. It's just a din that you can't kill him, you have to go ahead and be Matzel the Nirdaf some other way. But Al-Kapanim, as far as the din of Ein Lai Damim is concerned, that remains even in such a situation. Adkan, the two Mahalchim of Rav Shlaim Eger and of the Briskarov to be Mazbe the Shita Sarambam, and Adkan this year on Sanhedrin the Fayin Gimel and the Hemshech on the Fayin Dalid with Snegeya the Sugi of Reidef.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.